Hey guys, I have Manna. Oh, what a great weekend we had. Wasn't it just amazing? So I ask now, Father, in Jesus' name, that my words would be pleasing to you, Lord. Let the words of my mouth be pleasing in thy sight, and the meditation of my heart, in Jesus' name. Okay, guys, as I was going to church on Sunday to Abundant Joy, the Lord was working a word in me then. And then at the altar, Jessica came out with a word about how if we don't spend time with him, repent of it, repent and get spending time with him. And the Lord was wanting that. So here, that was actually going along with a little bit with what the word was that he had given me as well. So I'm going to share that. Okay, now what I'd like you to do is go with me in 2 Corinthians 9, okay? And we're going to start just in verse 10 for now, but I'm going to revisit this. 2 Corinthians 9:10 says, "Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in everything for all liberality, which through us is producing thanksgiving to God." Now, as I was driving to Abundant Joy, the Lord plopped this verse into my mind, and he said to me, "This is not just money." Because this is in the context of money. Paul was talking to the Corinthians and telling them, "Get it all ready for me. Get your tithe ready so when I come, won't be a big to-do, and you can give it to me, okay, without any resistance." And we always teach this in reference to money. But you know what the Lord was telling me? He was telling me that everything we have is seed. Everything we have is seed. Amen. He has given us everything. And that includes money, yes, but it also includes time. It includes your gifts. It includes your skills and your interests, your children, your environment, your home. Everything, everything is a resource that He has given us for Him to use. And what are we to do with it? We are to sow it. Okay, we are to sow it. We are not to hold it back from him. We are to sow it because it was not ours. It is not ours to hold back. Okay, now, as I was thinking about my manna, I took my mom to the chiropractor and I was sitting outside reading the Bible. And Bo was in Malachi teaching on Sunday. So that's where my pencil was. So I opened it up and I really wanted to try and meditate a little more on the book of Malachi. And lo and behold, I came upon the story here in verse one. I'm sorry, chapter one, verse six begins a story about the sin of the prophets. And God was telling the priests, I'm sorry, sin of the priests. I'm so sorry. Sin of the priests. God was telling the priests, I'm just going to read. Okay. And what I want you to gain from this is that they were offering to the Lord at this time when Malachi was the prophet, they were offering their lame and blemished offerings to the Lord. They weren't giving his best. Okay. Actually, I don't want to read all of this. Let me see. Okay, I'm going to start reading in verse 11. "From the rising of the sun, even to its setting, my name will be great among the nations, and in every place, incense is going to be offered to my name, and a grain offering that is pure. For my name will be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. But you are profaning it, in that you say, 'The table of the Lord is defiled, and as for its fruit, its food is to be despised.'" In other words, they really didn't have a very high, favorable opinion of offering sacrifices to the Lord. They were getting bored. They were getting complacent, right? It goes on to say in verse 13, "You also say, 'My, how tiresome it is,' and you disdainfully sniff at it, says the Lord of hosts. And you bring what was taken by robbery and what is lame or sick, so you bring the offering. Should I receive that from your hand, says the Lord? Okay. Before I read verse 14, I want to really emphasize here, what are we bringing as an offering to the Lord? And it's the same as sowing our seed. He gives us the offering to present. He gave all the Israelites everything that they had to offer. They were his animals he created, right? He gives the offering that he wants us to present to him. And he doesn't want the lame or the sick, that has been profaned by the world and the sin in it. But he wants the best. He wants our best. He wants our seed that he has given us. He wants the best of it, the best of our time, the best of our, the first of our money. And when, when Brian talks about spending time with the Lord in the fourth watch, which is the hour from 3 to 6, that's right before dawn. That's for us, it would be the first part of our day. And we know when we give to the Lord the first, the rest is blessed, whether it's the first tenth, the first tithe of our money, the first 10% of our money, so that the rest of the 90% is blessed. And if we give him the first tenth of our day, the rest of our day will be blessed, right? If we give him the first tenth of everything we have, the best. And when I started reading this, I started thinking to myself, you know, I want to ask you all, and I ask myself, do I have any of those moments in my day which are my good feel moments, like my favorite times of the day? Ooh, I can't wait to do this. This is what I enjoy to do so much. Is it like, okay, having a cup of coffee? Is it sitting down to read a good book? Is it taking a nap? Is it watching 8 o'clock television? Is it spending time with your children? Is it, what is it that you say, this is my feel good thing. This is what I do for me. This is my favorite thing. This is what I look forward to the most in my day. What is it? Ask yourself, what is that? And is it spending time with him? Is it spending time with him? That is what it should be, right? What it should be. It should be, that should be the best. The best of what we see as the best of what we have, the best of our money, the best of our time, the best of our food offering, the best of our harvest, our first fruits, whatever it is that we've done in our life, our skills. We don't hold them back. We don't say, you know, I give to the church a little bit of my time. Maybe I'm in the helps ministry, or maybe I minister by prayer. But really what my passion is art. What my real passion is teaching children. What my passion is building homes. That's my passion. I just give to the church. I just give to the church just a little bit of what I have left over. And that's not what he requires of us. He wants the best of us. If you're an artist and that's your gift, you give him that. And if you're a home builder, you build for him. And if you are in government and you're working for the secular government, what about his ecclesia? What about his governing body? Are you giving to that? And this is what he was speaking to me. We owe him our best because he owns it, because he is the one that has given it to us. And guess what? Guess what? It gets better. It gets better. Okay. There's two things I want to close with. There's two things here. Okay. Now in the book of Malachi, I want to read what happens when they didn't give their best. He says in verse 14, but cursed be the swindler who has a male in his flock and vials it, but sacrifices a blemished animal to the Lord. Are we sacrificing our blemished animals? Are we giving him our least important of everything that we have? Our leftovers. Are we giving that to him? Are we giving him our blemished animals? Do we have a male in our flock and we vile it to the world? He says, for I am a great king and my name is feared among the nations. So when you give in his name, it has power and it carries a fear of the living God. Now going back to 2 Corinthians, I'm going to read on. It says, he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. Do you see? The curse is in effect for those of us. Oh, some people say, we don't know, we don't live under the curse anymore. Jesus took the curse because now we look at everything in the shadow of the cross. But guess what? The shadow of the cross was at the beginning of the foundation of the earth. Everything from the beginning of time has occurred in the shadow of the cross. It is all applicable. The entire Bible is applicable. I don't want to hear that we don't, he did take a curse. He took our curse. But if you are not obeying the word that was sent out and went forth, then you can be susceptible to experiencing things. And we say to ourselves, why isn't my life going perfectly? Why am I experiencing all these troubles? Hello? Hello? It's because he's requiring the best of our sacrifice. He's requiring the best. And what happens when we give our best? He makes a promise to us. That's what happens. He makes a promise to us. He will increase the harvest of our righteousness. We will be enriched in everything for all liberality, which through us is producing thanksgiving to God. For the ministry of this service is not only fully supplying the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing through many thanksgivings to God. How about that? Glorifying your God for obedience to our confession of the gospel of Christ and for the liberality of our contribution to them and to all. Thanks be to God for this, for his, for our indescribable gift. And I want to leave you with this message. I want to encourage you. I want to remind you of his word, because this book is pretty large and there's a lot in here. And while we want to please the Lord, we don't always remember what's in there. And that's the purpose of us seeking his word for you for the day. And this is a word for the Lord. This is a word of the Lord for you and for me today. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your word that has gone forth and that will not come back to you void, meaning it will accomplish what it was set out to do. Old Testament, New Testament, wherever it's written, it is your word, and all things are in the shadow of the cross. Everything applies. We thank you for your promises. We thank you, Lord, for giving us your word, and we give to you our best. We vow this day, we recommit ourselves to you, and we ask you, Lord, to help us to identify what are we holding back from you. Help us to identify those gifts and those talents and these resources that you have given us, things that we think are so insignificant and that are not for you and your kingdom, but are for the world and for ourselves. We ask, Lord, that you would help us to see clearly. Help us to see what it is you have given us, that you have given us which seeds. What seed have you given us to sow, Lord? And we commit to sowing to you, Lord, everything that you have given us. You have given us our breath. We commit this breath to you, Lord. You have given us life. We commit this life to you, Lord. You have given us children. And we commit our children to you, Lord. Everything that you have given into our hands, Lord, we give back unto you. And we thank you and praise you and worship you, because you are worth it. You are worth it. You are worth it all. And we thank you. We praise you because we can. And we love you, Lord. And there's nothing better. There's nothing better in this world. There's nothing better than you and your love for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.